I wonder if you had any thoughts about what God should have done about the fact that his beautiful presence had been spoilt. Well, in the beginning, in the new beginning, in the new beginning, there was a baby. And that baby, born to Mary, grew up to become a child and then an adult, having been cared for by Mary and Joseph. And when Jesus was about 30, he left his home and he went to the Jordan River. And there he was baptized by John. And Jesus went down into the water. And as he came up again, some people said that they saw what looked like a dove coming down from heaven and resting on him. And other people said they heard a voice from heaven which said, "You are my son, whom I love, and with you I am well pleased." And so then Jesus began his work. And what was Jesus' work? His work was to put right what had gone wrong in God's world, to repair the damage that human beings had done to God's beautiful presence, to one another, to their relationship with God. And Jesus began by telling stories, stories that were like seeds planted into the hearts of those who heard them, seeds that grew and developed so that people learnt more about God's love for them, more about his care for his world, and more about his plan to put things right. Stories like the parable of the lost sheep, when Jesus said that God's love for us is like the love of a shepherd for his sheep, so that even when one goes missing, the shepherd will leave the flocks and go in search of it. What else did Jesus do? Jesus challenged the darkness. He said, "I am the light of the world. And Jesus came close to people. especially to those whom nobody else would come close to. And when people came close to Jesus, they discovered that suddenly things looked different. Suddenly they could see things clearly, differently. Suddenly they were changed. They were healed. They were made whole. And Jesus showed his friends about his care for them. He told them that God's love is so great that he cares for even the tiniest bird. And if God cares for even the tiniest bird, then Jesus said, how much more he cares for people. And one day Jesus showed his friends that concern, that care for them, because they were in a boat traveling across the lake. And as they traveled, a storm blew up out of nowhere, and the boat was being tossed on the waves. And Jesus' friends thought they were going to die. And Jesus was asleep in the boat, and his friends woke him up. And Jesus stood, and he said to the wind and the waves, "Be still." And the storm stopped. And finally, Jesus knew that the only way to complete his work was to travel to Jerusalem one last time. And to be stretched out wide and to die on a cross. But 3 days later, people saw Jesus alive again. And so now, anyone who wants to can come close to God. Anyone who wants to can know the reality of that new beginning. Anyone can come and experience that light, that joy, that peace from knowing Jesus. And God did all of this because his beautiful present had been spoilt, because the world he created had been messed up. And he did all of this to put it right, so that there could be a new beginning. And it all began that first Christmas with the baby in the manger.